You are listening to Real World News.
State of siege declared in Guatemalan department over murder 27 peasants. The media reports mention an assault by drug traffickers who had issues to resolve with the owner of the estate located in Petén department, Guatemala. More precisely, they attribute the assault, which resulted in the death of 27 rural workers, to a group called Z-200. It appears the group is an arm of the Zetas from bordering Mexico. Guatemalan President Alvaro Colom declared a state of siege for 30 days on Monday. This implies that the military authorities may stop people without a warrant and that the right to assembly is hereby restricted. But besides the controversial government response to the massacre in Los Cocos Estate in Libertad Municipality, the peasant organization's explanation of the incident calls the attention. They believe the core issue is a different one that is not solved by means of a state of siege. Clock Via Campesina, Guatemala, says the death of innocent peasants reflect once again the state's inability to secure individual and collective rights enshrined in the political constitution of the Republic of Guatemala, such as a dignifying job. They claim that all the murdered peasants had done was to leave their family, their community, for a while to sell their labor and meet their urgent needs. Of the 27 peasants killed, two were women. This hypothesis is supported by the only survivor of the massacre, who was interviewed this week by the newspaper Prensa Libre. They had hired us for a month, and they were going to pay 50 quetzals, around $7 a day. We were working on the cecate harvest, said the 23-year-old who had arrived in the estate a week before. Clock considers that these terrible incidents are related with the government's inability to meet the needs of all Guatemalan families, something reflected in the malnutrition, poverty, illiteracy, hunger, violent evictions, burning down of peasant crop, persecution and threats, which had been a usual practice in the previous administrations.
You are listening to Real World News.